There is peace in Central Africa today, on paper at least. The presidents of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, which used to be Zaire, signed an agreement in South Africa. If it sticks, it will bring to an end a conflict that has claimed perhaps 2 million lives and engaged the forces of Congo, Rwanda, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Angola, and Uganda. Reporter Ophabia Quist-Arkton of AllAfrica.com is in Johannesburg. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, let's first spell out who's been fighting this war.
Have you got half an hour? Yes, it's a very complicated continental war. But briefly, the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has been, over the past 4 years of the conflict, been backed by Zimbabwe, Namibia, and Angola. On the other side, the rebellion, and I talk about a rebellion, but it's a splintered rebellion with rival rebel groups, have been backed by neighboring Rwanda and Uganda, who started off as allies, then fell out, and now seem to have a sort of status quo. So it is not only protracted, but Africa's biggest war and Africa's most complicated war to date.
And under the agreement reached today, who is expected to do what to end the fighting?
This is just a bilateral agreement. It must be stressed here. This is between Rwanda, which is a key to solving the conflict in Central Africa in the Great Lakes area, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, former Zaire, as you called it. What has been agreed is that Rwanda, which has troops across the border in Congo, will withdraw its troops as long as Congo agrees to round up, arrest and repatriate what are known as genocidaires, those that Rwanda says were responsible for the Rwandan genocide in 1994. So that is the deal that has been signed today.
Well, there were many tributes offered today to the diplomatic efforts of South Africa and also the United Nations to bring the agreement about. But there also was a great deal of skepticism expressed about the chance of this deal actually sticking. How likely is it that, for example, Congo will actually round up and repatriate all those people Rwanda wants and holds responsible for genocide?
The $50 million question is whether it will stick. It seems on paper, at least, as if the commitment is there. There was an agreement in 1999 involving many more parties to the war in Central Africa, which hasn't stuck. There hasn't been a ceasefire. The rebellion has continued. These foreign armies have been involved. Today, though, if the Congolese can, and of course that's a big question, who are these Interahamwe former genocidal forces? Where are they? Up to 12,000, some say, up to 20,000. How are they going to be identified? The United Nations, as a party to this deal, is going to have to deal with this. As you say, whether it is able to happen within the time frame, 90 days total, is another question altogether. But the fact that South Africa is pushing so hard as the new facilitator in this deal, the fact that the international community has jumped in and got involved right from the start, means there is a lot of pressure on the Rwandans and on the Congolese. But then we mustn't forget the other elements who aren't a party to this deal. They are also going to have to start talking.
To what extent are we seeing Congo and Rwanda respond to pressure from outside, and to what extent are we seeing them exhausted by this war and what it's done to their countries?
I think it's a cocktail. It's a mixture of the two. There is huge pressure, but not so much from outside, from the West, but within Africa. Just, 2 weeks ago in South Africa, in Durban, the African Union was launched. And one of the pivotal key tenets of this new union is that for once the continent can get involved in the internal affairs of a country if it means war or genocide or very serious things. So Africa has said we must start to end the many conflicts on the continent. So there is huge pressure on the two sides. The problem is practically how can they achieve this first step, which doesn't mean the end to the war in Congo, which we've said is so involved, but at least means that people seem to be working towards trying to end it.
Well, thank you for talking with us about this today.
A pleasure.
Ophabia Quist-Arkton, correspondent for AllAfrica.com, spoke to us from Johannesburg, South Africa.